This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
The latest findings from the IOM report reveals alarming trends in migrant deaths and disappearances over the past decade. Since this tracking began in 2014, more than 63,000 people have died or are missing and presumed dead. As according to the Missing Migrants Project, 2023 stands out as the deadliest year yet, when over 8,500 deaths were recorded. One in three migrant deaths occurs en route while fleeing conflict. For more on this, we are joined on the line by George Galindo, the spokesperson at IOM's Global Data Institute. George, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, George, what factors drive the significant rise in migrant deaths and disappearances over the past decade?
The Missing Migrants Project has been documenting the number of people who go missing on migration routes worldwide for over 10 years. And the data from the last 10 years has some very concerning statistics. And one is that over 60% of people recorded have died due to drowning. Over 28,000 alone have died on the Mediterranean, which continues to be the deadliest route worldwide. There are other factors, other causes of death, but we see that the risk of drowning prevalent after so many years of collecting information on this issue shows us that we need to strengthen search and rescue capacities at sea, that we need to in the long term provide more options for people to migrate in a safe, regular, and dignified manner.
Now, are you able to summarize in terms of the key findings regarding migrant fatalities and disappearances from the latest IOM report?
Absolutely. I mean, one thing that really jumped at us was the fact that one in three missing migrants worldwide come from countries in conflict. That is one of the key findings of this report, and it implies that attempts to leave areas of conflict without safe pathways to do so results in people, you know, losing their lives in search of a better one. One of our strategic priorities here at the International Organization for Migration is to work with countries to facilitate those safe, regular, and orderly pathways to ameliorate unnecessary loss of life through dangerous irregular means. Despite the numbers that we have, we are also aware that the figures might be an underestimation of the true death toll. There is, of course, challenges in collecting this information because people are moving through irregular means, and we sometimes don't know the whereabouts of these migrants, which also has a profound impact on the families they leave behind because they don't know the whereabouts of their loved ones. They don't have access to their remains to return them home. So again, 10 years of data, over 63,000 lives have been lost. And unfortunately, we see that the trend is quite negative. Last year in 2023, we saw the deadliest year on record with over 8,500 deaths. So something needs to change clearly.
And how does the IOM plan to just address these concerning statistics? And what sort of reaction are you getting with regards to this report? And, you know, what can countries do in assisting people besides ending conflict in those conflict-ridden countries, which is the biggest issue? But what can be done by the receiving countries, especially if you look at the Mediterranean, where a lot of these countries end up having to bear the brunt of trying to find and search and rescue and assist these people and bring them into their countries?
Well, we have said time and again that migration cannot be managed properly when it's managed only by a few states. This requires cooperation all along migration routes between countries of origin and countries of destination. We don't like to speak of a quote-unquote burden. Migration has immense potential for countries, migrants, and their communities if it's managed properly. So it's more a sharing of responsibility, certainly. And we know that with the numbers that we have, you know, again, 1 in 3 people who have gone missing are fleeing conflict, they're fleeing persecution. So those people should have the right to seek asylum if needed. But at the same time, we see that a lot of people who have been displaced by the impacts of climate change, by persecution, ultimately they want to return home. They want to go back to their communities of origin. So we also need to be mindful that we need to build up those communities and, you know, foster livelihood opportunities for those migrants who wish to return home can do so, can thrive. I think it's also very important, again, to remind states and humanitarian actors that it is our shared responsibility to protect the lives of people on the move, regardless of their status. This means, again, enhancing search and rescue operations at sea, and in the future, enabling safe and regular ways for people to migrate.
Are there specific regions or migration routes where migrant deaths and disappearances are most prevalent, according to the report?
Yeah, sadly, we have seen that even though the Mediterranean is the deadliest route worldwide, we have seen considerable increases of migrant deaths in particularly Africa and Asia in 2023. In Africa, we saw the deadliest year on record since 2014, with at least 1,800 deaths. And we know that several of these deaths are taking place on routes that are used by some of these people that are fleeing persecution. We're seeing a large number of Afghan nationals, a large number of Rohingya refugees who die at sea in Asia. And what we want to ensure as well is that, you know, over the years, we have improved our data collection. So some of those numbers, some of those increases might be due to the fact that we are improving the way in which we are counting. But at the same time, it is a call to action to not only pay attention to what's happening on the Mediterranean that gets a lot of attention in the media, but also looking at the regions where we see some negative trends occurring.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.